In this guided visualization, we'll explore how it is our whole neurology and all our mind centers that act as tuning forks to tap into superconsciousness. To begin, take three in and out breaths, breathing in through your nostrils, and then with your mouth slightly open, fully expelling all the stale air from your lungs. Next, scan your body for any tension, starting with your forehead, your cheeks, and your jaw. Let them all slacken. Drop your shoulders and wiggle your fingers to allow any tension that has built up in your arms to drop away. Imagine all the tension dropping away down your chest and your back, flowing past your hips into your thighs. And then let it drop still further, so it flows past your knees, down your shins and calves, through your ankles and into your feet. Give your toes a wiggle and let all the tension from your body above slip away. Now it may come as no surprise to those who chose to awaken their big you, that as we live in a material world underpinned by duality and superconsciousness, we are naturally attuned to higher states of awareness. Our neurology is both a receiver and a generator of thought forms and sense impressions. We've already experienced this for all of our lives, but maybe not have fully appreciated it and its nature. So bring your awareness back up your legs from your toes and allow it to sit at the base of your spine. This is the point that your awareness is rooted to the plane of the earth consciousness. As such, you can either be sitting on strong foundations or feel disconnection with the world at large. Our breath is the key to strengthen that bond. So on the next out-breath, imagine the breath flows all the way down your spine and into the floor. And on the next in-breath, imagine the floor is coming up to meet the base of your spine, firmly bonding you to the earth. Repeat this breathing pattern 5 times. Now bring your awareness up so it's sitting about 2 inches or 5 centimeters below your navel. This sacral point is the part of your neurology that deals with your needs. It signals to your head when you are hungry. It also broadcasts out to the world that you are in need or needy. These broadcasts can have 2 effects. Some may see you as being needy and steer clear of you. Others may come to your aid, or you may be drawn by this center to aid others. To gain or give more assistance, again use the breath. Imagine that your broadcast to give and get help beams out forward from this center on the out-breath. And on the in-breath, imagine that help is at hand, supporting your back just above the base of the spine. Repeat this breathing pattern 5 times. Now bring your awareness up so it's sitting about 2 inches or 5 centimeters above your navel. This is your solar plexus point, which is the seat of intuition and guidance. This center both broadcasts your mood and detects the mood in the space around you. It does not possess language, but is always, always right and speaks with a yes or a no, or a go or a no-go. You can ask it for advice on a decision you're faced with right now, and your head will get an answer back instantaneously. Try that now. On the next in-breath, imagine the breath starts just above your navel and goes up to the center of your brain. On the next out-breath, reverse the flow. This creates a strong bond between head and gut mind. Repeat this breathing pattern 5 times. Now bring your awareness up, so it's sitting behind the bottom of your breastbone, in your heart center. This is the center that generates and receives soul warmth. On the next out-breath, imagine you are radiating out unconditional love to all, going forward in both space and time around you. On the next in-breath, allow soul warmth to flood into your back. Repeat this breathing pattern 7 times. Now bring your awareness up so it's sitting in your throat. This is the center from which you broadcast thought forms. It is also appreciative of the wisdom and musicality of words spoken or sung by others. It speaks out loud on the out-breath, and the in-breath gives it space to listen. Internally, just say the word out on the next out-breath, and the word in silently on the next in-breath. Repeat this mantra 5 times. So that's out and in, but silently. Now bring your awareness up so it's sitting in the center of your brain. This is the third eye or pineal gland. Imagine you are looking at the back of your eyeballs. from this place. If you see or perceive any thoughts coming in, notice where they appear in your brain and which direction they come from. Ask them to turn round and go back from where they came. Become the observer of your thoughts. Now mindfully start a new thought and imagine it leaves your third eye and beams out forward through your forehead. Then go silent and observe what comes back. Welcome to the ebb and flow of your thought stream. Now allow your awareness to float up to the top of your head. Imagine that a translucent circle, slowly spinning, opens. As it spins, it gets wider and wider. So eventually, the whole of the top of your head is clear. You are now poised to open up fully to superconsciousness and to touch and be touched by oneness. Be still for the rest of this meditation and enjoy this opening. Now drop your awareness back to the center of your brain and allow it to flood your brain front and back, side to side, and top and bottom. Now open your eyes slowly and descend back from the plane of superconsciousness through duality into the material world.